This is podcast number 3, Government 492-D01, Dr. Connolly. I'm Walter Scott. In this podcast, I'll be discussing a little bit concerning the area of immigrants and in light of what is going on with our country today and what type of measures have been taken in order to deal with the situation. The immigrant situation has always been something matter of a hot topic, along with abortions and other things that's going on within our country. It has become even more in the area of limelight, simple fact, because of the president who has taken office now has really come to the point of taking measures into his own hands with preventing illegal immigrants from coming into his country. A lot of people may support what our president is doing. A lot of them may not support us for what he's doing. There are those who look at immigrants as being somewhat of a threat due to crime rising in particular areas. There are some that look at there possibly being gateways for even to the point of ISIS and all these individuals having the opportunity to come into those open what we call border walls. Boundaries that so many of them have made their way through in the past. President Trump has made great efforts to try to get a hold of that situation. There's been mass hirings with multiple Border Patrol agents seeking to try to put a chokehold on areas to where these illegal immigrants are coming into the country. Although there may be some positives as well when it comes to immigration as far as the immigrants. Immigrants tend to come in and want and desire to do the jobs that a lot of individuals do not want to do, being that they may feel like they're low-paying jobs, a job that's just too demanding. A lot of these immigrants come in and they take on those jobs with pride and they get the job done. So there are some positives, there are some negatives concerning immigration, and we're just dealing with them right now today. The United States is a country that's built by immigrants. First of all, understanding the history, we come from all over the world. Throughout our history, immigrants are seeking better life themselves, coming to our shores. They tend to reinvigorate the labor force, as I stated earlier. They make our culture fabric somewhat enriched and making the democracy a little bit stronger when it comes to the things getting done from an economic standpoint and nobody else clearly do not desire to do. If we really look at it and pay close attention, all Americans, we're really descendants of immigrants. But for some reason, a lot of individuals have been kind of hesitant when it comes to the relationship of newcomers. Some people think that it may be simply a fear or a change in the country that has has changed even some policies to this very day. And when it comes to those policies, some people think that the very fibers of those of the American ideas are being changed, especially. There was a time period that was used, the Chinese Exclusion Act. I believe it's 1924 Immigration Act. It restricted immigration to certain parts of the world. It's one of the few examples that such policies gain a lot of support in the world. We are living in a time and period now to where the resurgence of this is starting to be something that has come along in great strength. President Trump has come into office and issued areas to where he desired to build walls to make sure that such illegal immigration was taken out, slowed down, and possibly stopped if possible with the help of this wall and having the right type of security agents on those borders. He feels that such can be done and accomplished. A lot of times when we have these policies that come in, it tends to bring great harm to other policies when policies of past have been set up. We have to go back and change a lot of these things to feel the need to make sure that these immigrants have, I guess, the basic necessities of doing things the right way. And this is what causes a lot of the problems when it comes to changing the policies and the very fibers of the United States begin to be questioned. And this is something that people like President Trump desires not to happen. U.S. law, as far as immigration, is something that's very complex. There tends to be a lot of confusion about how it's done as well. The Naturalization Act is a body that basically governs the current immigration policy. It provides annual worldwide limits to permanent immigrants. And with some exceptions, those who may have close relations to family, those things are mentioned as well within this policy. The lawful permanent residency. This also allows for foreign nationals to work and live permanently within the United States as well. Some even come in on a temporary basis to be able to have the opportunity to come in just for a moment, and possibly, if character and all those things, no violations, if they're not committed during their time. At a later date, a lot of these individuals are possibly allowed to come in again for a longer temporary basis or even a permanent basis. It just depends on what is actually going on with that individual, and that is to be judged by those at a later time. Congress and the president, they're able to determine a number of refugees who can come in for admission as well. Some people think that immigration allows also fierce passions in other areas like Spain, France, and Japan. And other nations, they somewhat handle the situation a little bit differently, the same as we do. But America, for some reason, feels a little bit of, I would call it being contradictory in a lot of ways, being that a lot of us actually derive the immigrant view and standpoint of us coming into this country. But it comes from a point of defending our autonomy as well. Inviting millions of strangers, sometimes it can be somewhat questionable when you have an individual who's come in, they may be looking for work, and you have the mixture of both good and bad, you know, coming into the area. And it's hard to kind of weed out who's actually gonna do what they're supposed to do in this country to help make our democracy better, our economy better, and to those who may challenge it and cause great harm or great hurt within our country. This will continue to be a debate no matter what goes on. Even if there's a wall put up, this is something that will be ongoing for such a long time. Immigration policies, they're highly constrained, and sometimes it may seem like they're up for grabs. This is a topic that has continued to dominate the area of media when it comes to just the changing of basic democracy, when it comes to making ends meet for those who are already here and those who are trying to come in. Immigrants will continue to come in, and thus, even with the changing of the policies, the welfare state, and all those type of things will continue to be shifted somewhat due to the constant change with immigration policies made to fit someone that's coming from Congress. We have to look at the positives and both the negatives, and in light of what is about to happen to our country, because we don't want to get to a point to where we're so much out of shape that we lose our identity as well that our framers of long ago found it for us. And if we continue to do such, we can become questionable about our standings and our standards and standing of what we're all about as a nation. Political science has always been a topic that continues to aim on such subjects, such areas of democracy that needs to be discussed. When we look at the immigration laws that are set forth for those who are coming in, we must begin to think, we have to begin to think, are things getting better? We have to look at it from a standpoint, or even are things getting worse? We have to really look at what we're getting ourselves in. How are we accomplishing what we need to accomplish with a lot of the strengths that are coming up with policies and laws being changed? What I've learned from this course in regards to many of the topics, and even in this topic here dealing with immigration, which is one of the main topics that seem to be in the media, is understanding a little bit about how democracy works and how such may impact what we may be facing and how things may change further in the future. We must continue to have a standard of making strong policies, and therefore with stronger policies and people being knowledgeable of what is going on in this country, we could continue to somewhat have a hand on making sure things don't go out too far. There's not too much of a change, but we're still able to get what we need to get accomplished within our country and not fall into the wayside when it comes to especially the policy changes in order to fit immigration in this case and other situations that may be a past as well. These are very important topics that we must consider and not waver from, because electing individuals who may represent us to go forth and getting these topics done, all these policies done, is very important as well. They speak on our behalf. We should pray that they speak on our behalf in the right way when it comes to, again, policy making, laws, all these things that help build this country. Thank you very much.